News Talk 1620 WTAW. Can't believe that another Halloween season is upon us. Probably William Bouse, Deputy Brian Fire Marshal, probably can't believe it either.
No, it seems like it comes faster and faster every year.
And so do the reminders to make it as safe as possible.
That's right. We have to come back here and do this because we're still having injuries and we're still having deaths and we're still having fires. And so, therefore, we still have to have the reminders.
Which at the top of the list would be what?
Well, a candle is a flame, and any flame can set something else onto fire that will then ignite, you know, other materials, and because of that, we have to be really careful with the candles. Half of the decoration fires in homes were because decorations were too close to a flame, most of them candles. It's so easy to prevent, and that's what frustrates us in our business, is that it's so easy to prevent just by taking the time to think about what's around that candle and how far away you are from something that could light and burn, a combustible material, not too close to fabric, not too close to something else that could catch fire, and away from the kids. There's costumes that burn very easily. Kids get burnt because they're too close to the flames. They're not up in a safe place where the young ones can't touch them. It's so easy to prevent these fires. And now it's getting even easier. The flameless candles, I was looking them up before I came over here. Flameless candles, that technology has just gone haywire. And for next to very little money, you can get flameless candles to put in your jack-o'-lanterns and to put up in your windows and so on. They're so much safer because there's no flame there to catch something else on fire. They're usually LED and means they don't even get hot. But back to the kids and the costumes, you know, the other side of this is not just the fire, but the safety for the children when they're going out trick-or-treating. And it's, you know, you see every kind of costume in the world. Every VIP known has a costume now. And the thing is to make sure it fits the child, make sure the child can see well out of it or they stand a chance of getting hurt, and make sure that it's not trailing fabric that runs off behind them that can either be ignited by a candle at a party or that they can trip on and fall and hurt themselves. These are the two things that are the biggest issues that we have with Halloween.
And there are so many community trunk or treats or fall festivals or places where families now gather at this time of year. But there are still the traditional going door to door to pick things up, and it's going to be dark when all this happens. So the reminder of the heads up, not only to the trick-or-treaters, but also to the motorists.
Well, right. The motorists need to be watching. Slow down. Just don't get in a hurry. Realize that these kids are excited and may run out between cars in the residential areas and so on, and just be aware. But if they're small children, they really need to have a responsible adult or responsible older child with them, and nobody needs to go out door to door alone. We hear horror stories every year, real horror stories, about kids being abducted and killed or injured, but most of the time it was because there was some young child by themselves where the predator could reach them. And if they're in a group, that's not likely to happen. If there's responsible adults with them, it's sure not going to happen. The trunk or treats are great places because they're usually conducted at a church or at a place of business or some other place where there's responsible people around trying to make sure that these kids have a safe, good time.
Just a few of the reminders for this Halloween season. Again, thanks to Bryan City Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse for sharing the information with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.